football on off the ball.
Toby, I'm just a bit standoffish, to be honest, and I just said that to the lads in the dressing room. We're getting too much respect. And for me, on a football pitch, when you give teams too much respect, it's a fear. Yeah, didn't like it.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Welcome along to Wednesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, we'll hear from the Shelburne camp ahead of their Champions League qualifier in Azerbaijan. We'll get the latest from the Midlands, with Athlone Town preparing for a special European night. And Manchester United defender Luke Shaw is expecting a much better season under Ruben Amorim. But first to Baku, where Shelburne will need one of the best ever Irish performances in Europe. The League of Ireland champions are 3-0 down to Carabag in the second qualifying round of the Champions League. Two late goals in the first leg at Talca Park last week has made it a tough task for Joey O'Brien's side. The Shells boss says his side were too passive at times in the first leg.
Yeah, I think, as I said, like, obviously you watch back the game because that's where you get a lot of learning, I think, from it. Like, you look back and you review it, obviously, with the lads and stuff like that. But again, I just thought, first half, yeah, we just went at full throttle, to be honest, and we just let them get, show them a little bit too much respect at home. And as I said, sometimes it's different when you're away from home, and you know, well, it definitely is. But I think at home, we knew the conditions, we know the pitch, had the atmosphere. Yeah, we were just a little bit passive at times, and created our own sort of, wasted, I suppose, time in the first half, really. But listen, I thought second half, we were we went really out, got on the front foot, attacked it for large periods of the second half. I thought we had a better team. And just didn't find that sort of equaliser. But again, at that, the level you're operating at with these boys you're playing against, again, they had that moment of quality for them second half. You got to be on guard all the time. And this, that bit of quality that they showed, I suppose, for the second goal. And the third goal, obviously, it's a bad mistake, you know. So, again, just been concentrated for the whole game. It's a massive part of this level.
That game in Azerbaijan kicks off at 5 p.m. Irish time, 8 p.m. local time, and it'll still be 30 degrees. Carabag's squad contains players with lots of European pedigree, and Shell's midfielder JJ Lunny described the difference between the two teams.
Yeah, I think, obviously, the more you play in these games, the better you're going to get. It's a shame, really, that we can't play against teams like that more throughout the season, because I think you're only going to improve playing against better players. The tempo of the game is a lot faster. But I think if the players that played in the Zurich game last year, if we're not taking any learnings from that game and you're not growing in that game, then it's kind of a waste of time. But I'd like to think that with more experience in Europe, we're obviously improving with each game, and we're hoping to see more of that tomorrow as well. I think just the speed of their attack, when you turn over the ball, the transition that they counter and stuff, you're probably at your most vulnerable when we have the ball, because when you turn it over, they're nearly creating chance every time. And I think if you look at the second half and you're watching the game, you wouldn't have thought it was a 3-0 game, but how much we dominated possession and stuff. And it's those, that last 5-10 minutes where maybe a couple of turnovers and a bit sloppy or whatever, and they punish it. And I think they showed how clinical they can be.
Despite what's in front of them, O'Brien says these are the types of games you want to play in.
Yeah, well, I suppose from that question we've been asked, I mean, you're playing Champions League now too, away from home against a top team that's been in Europe for the last group stage of Europe for the last 10, 11 years. I mean, listen, there's a lot of motivation to the lads. Like, this is what you play as. This is what you want to play. Your dream of as a kid, coming away and playing in Europe and coming to these stadiums and having the opportunity to play Champions League football away from home against a top team in their back garden. I mean, yeah, I don't think, yeah. Every one of them, I'm sure, is chomping at the bit. Like, well, it's a massive game, but there's massive games coming up over the next few weeks, you know. So, yeah, we definitely use the squad.
If Shells do drop into the Europa League as expected, they'd play the loser of the Champions League tie between Ludogorets and Rijeka, which is scoreless from the first leg. Elsewhere in the Champions League qualifiers tonight, Robbie Keane's Hungarian champions, Ferencváros, have a 2-1 lead over FC Noah of Armenia. Callum O'Dowd has scored in that first leg last week. Rangers take a 2-0 lead to Greece to face Panathinaikos, who have former Manchester United winger Facundo Pellistri in their squad, as well as Pedro Chiarravella, once of Liverpool. There's also Champions League football in the Midlands tonight. European football returns to Athlone for the first time in 42 years when Standard Liège came to St Mel's Park. Colin Fortune was a young fan in the stands that night. Tonight, he's in charge of the Women's Premier Division champions. Athlone will play Cardiff City in the first round of qualifiers. The winners will then host Croatian champions Agram in Saturday's round one final. And then whoever wins that could face some of the big hitters in the second round, such as Manchester United. Fortune says it's been tough to keep the players' feet on the ground in the build-up.
Yeah, there really is. It's massive for the players. A lot of young players in our squad, and you know, this is their first time to be in Europe, playing Europe, and you can imagine the excitement trying to keep them grounded for the last week or two. Maybe that has something got to do with the performance. It's probably the last two games, people trying to mind themselves a little bit. And listen, that's normal, you know. It's been a difficult week trying to keep them grounded, trying to keep them focused and keep preparing, because you know, families are here, and honestly, it's very hard to explain the excitement around the town at the minute. It's really huge, and everyone wants to talk to the players this week, whereas before this week, kind of, you know, you had the same couple trying to talk to them, and you know, it's all about trying to keep them grounded. By all means, be excited, but stay grounded, stay focused. You know, believe in yourself, believe that you're deserved to be here, and just go and perform and do yourself justice.
Kelly Brady and Matty Gibson are potential injury doubts, but both could be expected to play either starting or from the bench. Brady, who was born in New York and is an Ireland under-19 international, has ambitions of playing for the senior national team. She'll have support from Castle Blaney and Monaghan, where her dad is from, and also supporters from Galway, where her mum's family is from.
Yeah, so my mum's father is from Kinvara, Galway, and then my dad is from Castle Blaney, Monaghan. So my dad and the Brady, my family, has sponsored a bus to send down some girls from the Blaney Rovers, like just Castle Blaney, to hopefully come down, the girls, whoever wanted to watch the game. And they've all got on the bus, and I think there's a group of like 60 of them going and stuff, and then family from Galway and stuff making their own way down, not taking up spots on the bus though.
Kickoff at the Athlone Stadium is 7:30. The Stephanie Zamra era got off to a flyer last night. Shamrock Rovers hammered Waterford 7-1 at Tallaght Stadium in her first game as interim manager. Emily Corbett scored a hat-trick in the second half. Anya O'Gorman also scored 2 goals. Rovers are up to 4th place in the Women's Premier Division. Shelburne forward Kate Mooney's been named as the SSC Airtricity Women's Premier Division Player of the Month for June and July. The Dubliner is leading the Golden Boot race with 12 goals, which have helped Shells stay within 3 points of champions Athlone at the top of the table. Men's First Division side Kerry have released 2 players. One of them was only signed last week. A statement said their values and principles didn't match the standards of the club. So the club is part of company with Mateus Randriamani and Shane Maruza, who was unveiled last Friday. More bad news for Cork City, who have confirmed that 18-year-old Cathal O'Sullivan suffered an ACL injury in last Friday's 3-2 loss to Sligo Rovers. Several clubs like Celtic, Crystal Palace and Brentford have had their eye on the teenager, who's made 21 league appearances for Cork this season. He also made his debut for the Ireland under-21s last month against Croatia. Bayern Munich have confirmed the signing of Luis Diaz from Liverpool. The 28-year-old's agreed a 4-year deal with the German champions, and the fee is €70 million up front, plus a further €5 million with potential add-ons. The Colombian international had a contract at Liverpool until June 2027, but he wanted to leave after failing to agree on new terms with the Premier League champions. Another deal gone through today. Sunderland have signed Granit Xhaka from Bayer Leverkusen. That deal's worth around €20 million. The former Arsenal captain moves to the Stadium of Light on a 3-year deal. Xhaka made 225 appearances for Arsenal before he moved to Leverkusen, where he was a key member of their double-winning team under Xabi Alonso in the season before last. Sunderland have also reached an agreement to sign goalkeeper Robin Roofs from NEC Nijmegen. The deal would be worth just over €10 million, plus there's €3 million in add-ons. There's also a sell-on clause. Roofs is expected to be Sunderland's number one on the return to the Premier League. Manchester United defender Luke Shaw says there are no stragglers left in their squad. Alejandro Garnacho, Anthony and Jadon Sancho are among those who've been left out for their pre-season tour of the US. United finished 15th in the Premier League last season. Shaw's backing manager Ruben Amorim to turn their fortunes around though.
Everyone has to put the team first. He's made that very clear. I think he's picking players on how he feels will be best for the team. And that's his choice. And, you know, us as players, we're fully behind him.
The England international added that their target for the new season is to win the Premier League title. They endured their worst ever campaign, finishing 42 points behind champions Liverpool in May last season. Shaw knows his proposal seems far-fetched, but he feels United have to aim high.
People will, you know, be questioning me for saying that after last season, but It has to be that. And, you know, it's not just me that thinks that. I'm sure the whole team, if you ask them, you know, they all have the same aims. Even the manager, I'm sure he probably wouldn't say it in the press. But, you know, we all have to have the same beliefs and ambitions.
Former Manchester United defender Gary Neville believes Matheus Cunha and Brian Bumo have the hunger needed to succeed at the club. Neville's excited to see what they can do this season.
They've not proved themselves at the highest level yet in the game in respect of a Premier League club level or European club level. So they should be really desperate and hungry to prove themselves on a huge stage, which is Old Trafford.
James Trafford will wear the number one jersey following his return to Manchester City. The goalkeeper left City 2 years ago to move to Burnley for £14 million. They've paid £27 million to get him back. And after coming through the club's academy, Trafford says it was always a dream to come back.
When I left to Burnley when I was 20, I always believed that one day I'd be back, and yeah, I worked to achieve this moment.
City have informed German goalkeeper Stefan Ortega can leave the club now after the arrival of Trafford. Tottenham defender Mickey van de Ven hopes they can take the good feeling from last season's Europa League success into the new campaign. It's been a summer of change at Spurs with Thomas Frank replacing Ange Postecoglou as manager. Van de Ven thinks they can build on ending their 17-year wait for silverware.
Last season has been tough for us, and then if you can end it up with winning a trophy after a long time, that's a positive thing. And yeah, to bring that into this season, yeah, that can help us a lot, yeah.
And Newcastle manager Eddie Howe says they're not panicking in the transfer market. The League Cup holders have agreed a deal to sign goalkeeper Aaron Ramsdale on a season-long loan from Southampton. He's expected to have his medical today, and this comes after Newcastle missed out on striker Hugo Ekitike, who joined Liverpool last week. They were also in for James Trafford as well, but Howe is adamant they'll stick to their principles.
I don't think we should in any way act out of character for how we've always tried to work in the windows. We try to do what's best for the football club in a strategic way, and that can't change. So if the right player isn't out there for the right price, then we can't do the deals.
That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan, and I'll be back with more tomorrow.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.